This is Isaac. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're coming off an excellent show. I hope I can give you an excellent show. We got Sleater-Kinney as the intro song, and then continuing off where I left last week, just going to keep grabbing stuff off the shelves in the studio, see if they're anything good. This one is called... The artist is... I can't tell if the artist is Brontosaurus or if the artist is Fable. And it says... The album title is Songs of the Spheres, and it looks like most of them are covers just based off... I mean, the titles here, Everybody's Talking, Sign of the Times, Lonely Heart, Light, these are existing songs. But the one I picked is one of the only ones I see that actually has a writing credit given to the band members instead of it just not mentioning it, unless I haven't found the correct sleeve for it. Anyway, the name of that song is None But the Lonely Heart, and I'm about to start it. And let's hope everything is working. That slight technical issue, so I'm going to address that really quick. So, dream out of the past in the dawn of time, there was loneliness to come. All right, one more try. And, man, if this record player is going to be making that noise, if that's an issue with the player and not the vinyl, that's going to break my heart. It breaks my heart a little bit if it's a issue with the record as well. Let's see now.
But the lonely heart say, love for the lonely.
I'm going to call it there for Fable, but that was another rewarding one to Google while I was playing. Rewarding in the sense that I could find very little other than evidence that this did circulate, this record was out there in the world, but this was something I didn't find last week and brought me a little bit of joy. This band has a Bandcamp page. So this was released in 1987 on Brontosaurus Records. No follow-up, no other releases from this band from New Haven, Connecticut, or at least they were in New Haven, Connecticut as of 2012. When they released a new album on Bandcamp called The Reincarnation of John Lennon, which is a title for sure, and also went back to this one of songs they made back in the 80s, and they tweaked a couple of them just because they wanted to update it. I didn't know those songs. Maybe it could be you had a drastically outdated lyric, and they're like, this is the only thing we want to change. But it seems like these are people, you know, they had the music dream. It maybe didn't pan out the way it hoped, or it reached about the level any of them could have expected it to. But a couple of those songs were still nestled in the brain. 30 years later, like, let me go fix this. And that's not anything really remarkable, but I think it's just neat. I'm going to play a song off my computer while I get the next record set up. The song I'm playing from my computer is 13 by Big Star.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take off my back. Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake. Thank you. enough. Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, well, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make you. Ooh.
Let's see if this works. Let's... This one's called Quick Flight, Decent Beat. I might not get more than one or two songs out of this, but it's something, all right. Oh, that's the outro to a song. The album's Decent Beat. This song, I believe, is Fade to Glory.
We'll be right back.
I don't know what to say to that one. That was... Wow. So this one, Quick Flight, this is a rare occurrence for the... Not that rare, actually, because I'm not like a walking encyclopedia here. A lot of the time, I played some jazz artists last week that I had never heard of and are quite historically notable. But in this case, Quick Flight, they do have a Wikipedia page. New wave band, described as Christian contemporary. Whether or not this is a factor... what do you mean, what am I talking about, whether it's a factor? That's why they sound like that. The puzzle is now explained. I was like, what is going on here? I read Christian contemporary, and I went, I see. I'm at a bit of a lull because we've had a couple new wavy things. That one, based on the packaging, that was expectable. I could expect it, but I didn't. I don't know if I want to hear more of them. So now I'm at a lull because the next record I grabbed was the folk record, and I'm gonna set it up and play something off my computer. But now I have to come up with like a bridge between these two worlds, and I'm fizzling a little bit here. You're gonna hear some live improvisation where I'm just gonna go to play an OMD song. I'm just gonna play Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. I was about to do that anyway before I second guessed it. This is Telegraph. Yes, clear the cue. Play the song. Rubata here is from Vermont folk legend John Gilmore. I'm not sure how much you could call him folk as much as... Well, it's folk, but it's going to be like kids' music, I think. And hold on one. Can we hear him now? There we go. John Gilmore is... The song is called John McGill.
Fog floating sideways, couldn't be seen. Wrapping its arms around Glen Cullum Kill. The mist on the mountain of yellow and green was barely revealing your man John McGill. Soft as the day, your man smiling tall, like rain soaking through you, not one drop discerned. Spoke but a bit there in West Donegal, and now I'm beginning to know what I learned. John McGill, John McGill, tell me your tale if you will. Eyes on the herd, hounds close at hand, the lord of the field, supreme, benign. The mountain resounded with Irish commands. Two collies were keeping the strays in line. A dance of devotion and discipline there, divine choreography set in the hills. And all the affection was filling the air, and they were as proud as their man John McGill. John McGill, oh John McGill, tell me your tale if you will. Vessel maps high on his cheeks showed me the footpaths he'd followed till then, and grace in his grin lead a space between teeth wide as the mouth of the fine River Glen. Must have been keeping a secret in there. How did he come to be working the hills? Was he an old man? He didn't care, just left me to ponder. Did your man John McGill, John McGill, oh John McGill, tell me your tale if you will, John McGill, oh John McGill, tell me your tale if you will. I've laughed a lot in my lifetime, and my guess is I'll be grinning till my time has come and gone. Some may see me as a clown without a midway, just a funny man who sings between the lines. What they can't see is how easy tears come to me, and that tiny line between the joy and all the pain. I joke with many, hardly cry with any, but never have I known just one. It felt so fine to laugh and weep with, freed up all I feel so I could love again. And it all rings true, and I'm thanking you, my one. singing is my love and my living. Distracting folks from all their sorrows while we're together, reminding those souls who can't remember how to feel and not to fear what's going on beneath their skin. There I was, needing to be noble. Left myself behind as though I were immune. Along you came, taught me without trying that I've got to do an inside job before I can do any healing. Now I can't stop the music dancing out of me, and I'm dead. This song for you, my one. I remember the first time I beheld your Gershwin eyes.
Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from southeastern Europe. The 36th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on March 8, 2025, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, North Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Turkey, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 6 p.m. at Arts at the Armory, Somerville, Mass. For details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com. That's our PSA for today. We're going to see how much those tickets cost. We got someone changing the trash in the background. Don't mind them. Necessary work. Actually, I just read this and I forgot what the...
To be your one, two, my one.
So the students' tickets, 20 in advance, 25 at the door, and free if you're under 11. If you're in the general public over 30, it's $40. And if you buy it in advance, it's $37. So, a bit of a commitment, but then you're at Balkan Music Night, so can't complain, can you? We're going to switch to... That was bad. I didn't want to do that at all. That was really bad. Okay. We're going to switch to John Fahey. Different folk artist. I wasn't familiar with this one. He's got a Wikipedia page that's quite extensive. I'm grabbing something apparently from very late in his career, where he's just... The title is self-referential to his first recorded release called I Remember Blind Joe Death, and the original is Blind Joe Death. And apparently he was suffering from... John was suffering from Epstein-Barr virus at the time. So he was not at the best of health for someone who is a guitar picker player known for a distinct style. But we're going to hear it anyway, and it's probably still going to be very nice. But it might take me another second, and instead of trying to set up a song, I'm just going to try and do it fast. I'm speedrunning. Watch this. I'm going to clean it first, though. I'm going to go fast, but I'm not going to go so fast. I'm not going to take some care to the equipment I'm using here. Also, this one looks actually kind of beat up. This is the most beat up record of the day so far. This is also one of my most beat up shows I've ever done. So if you're listening in right now, appreciate that. and I hope that you don't assume it's always this unpolished. The song we're going to be hearing is called The Minutes Seem Like Hours, The Hours Seem Like Days, because that's pretty fitting for what we do here on Hour to Kill. Except for, let me figure out which track that is. We got
track three.
Hell, I think this is it, but if it's not, we'll enjoy it anyway. I'm not sure I want to play more of that just because it's real beat up and I feel bad and I don't want to mistreat it. We got another record coming up, and what I need to do in the future and potentially forever is just have the setup as a 2-turntable setup so I'm not switching the one at a time and I can just switch it immediately like a real professional, like someone that knows what they're doing. But unfortunately, you guys are all stuck with me instead. And this time I am going to play something. Let's just spin the wheel. We'll do Sufjan. What Sufjan song do you guys want? Leave it in the comments. Leave it in the DJ chat. You have about 5 seconds, yeah, maybe a little more than that, before I just play something off Illinois. We're going to do Jacksonville. right, that was our transition Sufjan song. Now we're going to switch it back over to Chip Taylor. Chip Taylor was... Oh, let me see. Which we're going to play the song Julie because as I was Googling who this guy was, it turned out... Who else recorded this? Bobby Fuller 4 to some moderate success. Most famous in my mind and probably everyone else's I Fought the Law, which it turns out I thought was his original, but I guess anything then is covered. Anyway, this guy Chip Taylor, birth name James Wesley Voigt. Voigt? I don't know how else you'd say it other than Voigt. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because, his brother's John Voigt. He tried to be a pro golfer and it didn't work because apparently his dad was. His brother's a geologist? This is an interesting family. Is Angelina Jolie's dad John Voigt? I didn't know that. I don't know anything. Okay. This is Julie by Chip Taylor, a.k.a. John Voigt's brother.
Give love to get love, to let love be your own. And it's been lonely inside here where I've been hiding. And it's time for the long ride. It don't feel like I'm trying. I'm home. Put a light in the window. Set the table for two. And Julie, I'm home. Here I am. Let me stand. Can't believe all the things that I said, 'cause you heard it straight from a friend. And a friend is a friend. Oh, it feels so good again just to give love. It's been long inside here where I've been hiding, and it's time for that long ride. It don't feel like I'm trying, and Julie, I'm home. Put a light. Julie, I'm home. been torn between two sides. Some say it's a sign of weakness. No, don't let strangers enter your life. Oh, how they like to teach us. Well, I don't see it that way. You've got your own way to go. Just remember when the cold winds blow, they're gonna blow. You got to hold on, save yourself. Don't give a damn about nothing but standing for love. Hold on, save yourself. I love you. It's better than living a lie. You and I will be alright.
To give credit where credit is due here, I was referring to him as just John Voight's brother. One, timeline-wise, Chip Taylor here, his success started a little bit earlier, if I'm seeing this correctly, because, I mean, what's his first role? First real true breakthrough here. Yeah, because Midnight Cowboy is 1969, and Mr. Taylor, Mr. Taylor broke through in like 65. So it seems like their success has been pretty independent of each other. I don't really see cross references. Like they just kind of did their own thing. Not a Nepo situation. So you have to respect it. Also, just based off the music, independent of that, I wouldn't really care about that anyway, because the songs are pretty good. You know, it's nothing that's going to blow your mind. It's more the kind of pop country stuff. But it's pretty solid. I like the first song there, Julie, a little more than the second one, I think. But very good. We had an up and down hour. We had, I grabbed something that would be really left field to try and throw out there. Actually, you know what? I just remembered. The show after me, I don't think, got a sub. So I am going to play this. It's Zimbabwean music. Zimbabwe Frontline. And I am going to play that before I go. I was going to just say no to it. But that's going to serve as my outro. Sorry, Left of the Dial. Actually, I'll play Left of the Dial while I'm setting that up. But we've had a nice hour bouncing around. We had Fable, Songs of the Sphere. I'm not sure I could really figure out what the deal was there. It was kind of okay. We had Quick Flight, Christian New Wave music. And boy, did it sound like it. We had John Gilmore, which was pretty pleasant. Just kind of kid-friendly folk music, although you wouldn't really just listen to it and say, oh, that's kid stuff. It was just, you know, folk tradition, just kind of light. John Fahey, who I think I'll just have to look into more on my own time, because I don't think that recording was him at his best, because it wasn't in the best shape. And also, he was towards just the end of his, I mean, I think the end of his life. And just, he had a really interesting Wikipedia page. I wasn't just going to read it to you. Go Google it if you don't already know it. And Chip Taylor may have been the highlight. Very nice. And we're going to, yeah, get kind of my outro, and then I'm going to hang around here and listen to this record I picked out. And it'll dip into the next hour. And you can stick around after that. I'm not sure who's coming in. I don't think anyone picked up Radio 10. So I think we're going to have an hour of The Automation, which can still play some great stuff. But, and then at like 5, we'll be keeping it freeform on the reel. And yeah, I had a thing I was specifically saying I was going to do. I'm terrible at this, guys. I'm so sorry. Outro music. Except I don't have the... There we go. This has been Hour to Kill, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.